Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, well, welcome to the podcast. It's all about loving life and so many great things to talk about. Missing last week on the show.
Sorry.
Yeah. No.
That's all right.
You were in. Yeah, come on now. You were in San Diego.
I know. And I let you go on your own.
And go on my own with the children I did.
Yes, you did. Thank you very much. You did a great job taking care of them.
Wow. Thanks for the compliment.
You're welcome. And the house was clean when I got home.
No, it wasn't.
And the dogs were groomed.
Oh, boy. That's another story. The dogs. So while wifey's in San Diego, one of the dogs decides to crap all over the house, bring it to the... Oh, it was a nightmare.
It was a la Daddy Daycare.
Remember that scene in Daddy Daycare?
When Eddie Murphy goes in the bathroom.
And there's poo everywhere. It's on the ceiling. I mean, like, oh.
You know what it is? He was stressed that I was gone. That's what it was.
Okay. Call it stress. I call it pooping in the house.
Yeah, well...
Anyways, it was good. I mean, you got to do your thing in San Diego, and you got to see
time away from me.
Well, come on now. I think that's important for us. I mean, our single away from each other time is kind of cool, right?
Yeah,
keeps the balance.
Yes, and it seems to always happen exactly at the time that I need it. Not so much from you, but from work and from everything else. So.
Right. Well, I mean, things can get hectic, and it's good to have that alone time. And I think that's what's cool about our relationship is we know what that is, and yeah, we're cool with it. And I mean, you can go to San Diego every weekend if you needed to.
Really?
But no. No! Kidding! Anyways, you got to see one of my favorites out there, Simon Sinek.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
He was pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Another podcast?
Yeah.
A different podcast.
Total leadership, yeah.
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 He's amazing. Sinek.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a chance to look him up on YouTube and see Simon Sinek, anybody in any type of leadership role or even just for yourself as you're just the leader of you, he's a great guy. But we'll talk about that in another podcast. Today we wanted to talk about things that we like to do together. This isn't about being apart. It's things that we like to do together. Something our kids hate doing.
Mm-hmm.
Won't do, haven't done.
But they will give us lists.
Oh, yeah. Grocery shopping.
Yeah.
Hey, kids, let's go grocery shopping. Nah.
But here's a list.
Oh, my gosh.
And the lists are getting a little more elaborate, a little more expensive. It's not Oreos anymore. It's like, could you pick up some chia seed and some protein powder?
Yeah, and the Bai drink. Like
the
really?
BAI. Oh, the BAI. Bai drink.
Just the one that just Timberlake.
You know, the dragon fruit flavor.
It's like four bucks for, it's like incredible, like seriously, you know what? I don't know what's worse, the kids asking for it and not going or us saying, okay.
Yeah. You know what?
Get your butt out of bed and let's go.
Their requests are more elaborate, a little more healthier versus the sugar filled Kool-Aid plastic bottles. And
can
the,
I get a box of Lucky Charms?
Yeah. No more. They're more elaborate.
No, it's fine. Yeah. But we like doing it, and that's something that we do together every week, except for this last weekend when you were out of town.
Yep.
Every Sunday, bright and early,
mm-hmm,
get it out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
By the time we get back, like, kids are just kind of waking up.
Yeah.
So so we have our day, which is cool. So it usually starts off with, you know, getting ready at the house and then taking a nice little stop at the Starbucks, and getting a coffee.
Yep.
And that does one of two things. Either gets us going or sends us right to the restroom as soon as we get to the grocery store.
Poop cramps as soon as you
oh
get
my
into the
God.
Store. That's not me, though. That's you. You start having labor pains the first aisle, and it's like, oh, God, here we go. No, you have labor pains when we're going into the vitamin water aisle. That's when you start. You go,
that's
okay,
when I go,
I'll
here,
right
take the card. I'll
here,
be right back.
Yeah, I'll be right back. And so I do about two more aisles, and then you're back.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's brutal. That's not fun. Anyways, so we do our grocery shopping together on Sunday mornings, and there's a routine. We got the bags, we got the coupons, we got our list of things that we need to do, because sometimes you'll plan like a Sunday, you know, like a slow cooker thing or whatever, and...
we're professionals. We even got that coupon holder that sticks to the cart that hangs on the card.
Special ordered from Amazon.com. Yep. And you can fasten it to the cart, and it's got not like five things. It's got like 15, 20 tabs on it. So everything is
in order.
For the OCD in me, it's perfect because you can alphabetize it, you can categorize it, you can do whatever. So.
I don't like to be in charge of the coupons. I'm glad you are.
Well, I like to go through them and make sure we throw out all the old ones and keep the new ones. And then the ones that are, I look for the expiring ones and go through those first and try to knock those out of the park. But then there's the things at the grocery store, and goodness gracious, do we have our pet peeves at the grocery store?
Yeah, we do.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with getting to the grocery store and parking your car at the grocery store. Yeah. Now, we get there nice and early, so the parking spaces are wide and everywhere, right? But we've been there at times where it's a little bit later, and like people waiting in line, in one of the lines, like one of the aisles of the parking lot, to get a parking space just so they can be under covered parking, because we have covered parking out here in Phoenix. Because of the sun and whatnot, but people will sit and wait and wait
and block traffic
and wait for that parking spot when they could have parked and already walked in and probably be done in the produce section already. And they're sitting and waiting for that spot.
Yeah.
But here's what I think is worse. The person they're waiting for knows that somebody's waiting for them to get out of the spot and have no sense of urgency.
Yeah.
Not that they need to speed and throw things in the car or whatnot, but there's just no sensor. And then they get in the car and they'll start the car. And then 5 minutes later, they might be leaving then. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy.
I do that. But if someone's rude and they're honking your horn, you can barely get in your car. It's like, you know, I'm going to sit here. I'm going to let you wait. And I'm going to let you stew until I really piss you off. You know, there's just people that are rude on both ends.
Not even nice. Not even nice.
Well, that's me.
That's you. So I just thought we'd go down the list of the funny pet peeves of things at the grocery store from, you know, like I said, we've parked the car. We've got our bags and our coupons and our coffees, and we walk in and it's the grocery cart. You pull out the grocery cart and the cart is full of crap.
Oh,
there's
people.
Plastic bags in there. They're stuffed in the cup holder. Like, who does that and leaves it like that? Yeah. Like, really?
I know.
Really?
Well, it's a double whammy when you get the cart with the messed up wheel and the crap inside of it.
Well, the messed up wheel is just from wear and tear. I get it.
But that's still annoying.
But even so, the grocery store could probably take that one and fix it or take it out of commission or whatever it is. But people just leaving their garbage and their trash and stuff in the cart, just it's like... Really? I mean, seriously, just clean it out. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. Right? Or you could be real OCD and be like you and find the cart with the perfect coffee cup holder.
Oh, I have to. It's either I won't dig too deep, but if I have to go like three carts deep to get the one with the coffee cup holder on the side, I'll do that. I don't like it on the seat because then your cup tips back.
Oh, God. I'm already in the produce section by the time you're done finagling your coffee
cup. Stupid. Yeah. Well, anyways. So by this time now, we're walking through the whole produce section. We got that stuff going on. And then we get to the deli counter.
God.
Now, we're there again earlier in the morning, so it's not as bad. But when you get there, I would say any time after 8 o'clock in the morning, the deli counter is a mess.
Yeah.
First off, they got like 4 or 5 people working back in the counter, which is amazing, and they're hustling.
Everybody takes a number.
Yep. Big shout out to Aaron in the deli department at our grocery store. He does a great job of pushing people through. He knows people. People want to say, we'll always wait for Aaron. Good dude. But it's the people who get up there and say, yeah, and they're making the decisions about the cheese. And then they get two slices of cheese. Like, seriously, the cheese section's down at the other end, and it's all packaged for you. Get some slices of Colby and have a nice day. Don't waste the deli counter's time to pull that thing. It takes him more time to pull it out than it does to slice two pieces of cheese. Idiot.
It's true. And then Charlie makes the comment. Every time we go, it's joking about the head cheese.
What do I joke about that cheese?
It's just disgusting. And you're always talking about wanting a piece of it. And every time it sits there and it stares at you, I think one day you just need to go in there and ask him to try a slice.
No.
And the head cheese is a mixture of all the other meats combined into one gelatinous roll. Kind of like the what's that, liver? Not liverwurst. Is it liverwurst? The pate looking
stuff.
Oh,
my gosh.
The dogs won't even eat that.
Oh, my. Stop it. I'm going to throw up. I'm salivating right now.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. But I will ask Aaron. I'll have 5 pounds of head cheese.
Yeah.
And I mean, no. Yeah. It's just a joke. So now we're done with deli ordering and that whole etiquette right there. That, oh, speaking of etiquette, cart etiquette.
Oh.
Are you kidding me, people?
Yeah.
We're in the aisles of the grocery store. It's a cart on each side. You treat it like a street.
Yeah.
You know, you're going one, you're on the right side, and that's where you should be. Mm-hmm. Wherever you're facing, you're on the right-hand side, just like you are on the road here. This isn't England.
Yeah.
And don't leave your cart in the middle.
Yeah. And if you're looking at an item, and you know another person's trying to look at the same item, scoot to the side a little bit so the person can also look at the same item.
Just a little.
Item hog.
Item hogging?
Yes.
What
it's
is
like
that?
Or product hogging. It's like, I'm looking too. Do I need to stand in line to look at the product or bend over your back? I share like the products with everybody, so I make room so people can look at it with me too.
Oh my gosh. You're crazy.
No, I'm nice. I'm considerate.
Product hog.
Yes.
Oh my God. Anyways.
Oh, and speaking of carts, okay.
Go for
when
it.
The kids were little, they uh-huh. always wanted a frickin' fire truck to ride on. The fire truck shopping cart. And not even 5 minutes into the shopping trip, they didn't want to be in the cart anymore.
Right.
So here I am stuck with the fire truck shopping cart with kids hanging from the top or walking and crying because they want
to
go
hold
home.
Them.
Or holding them. And I got to maneuver this huge thing around corners with one hand. And you can't really fit anything in that grocery cart.
No.
You know, but the kids wanted it, and then you got to maneuver that big old thing through the store, which carries nothing.
Right. Yeah.
That was another, again, I enjoyed it when they were younger because it made it fun for them. Now it's annoying.
That's probably why they don't want to go grocery shopping.
No. And now the parents, though.
You know what? We should take them next time and make them sit in the fire truck cart.
Oh, God. Teenagers in the fire truck cart. But you know what? I think the best, I think, was it Bash's? I thought the first time I ever saw a store, it might have been Bash's with the daycare center inside the grocery store in Maricopa. First time I ever saw a daycare center.
Do they still do that?
I don't know. But I thought that was a great idea.
Oh, man.
For moms You know,
it's like going to IKEA. You know, they got the daycare center there. Hey, you're making the trip with us, but if you don't want to walk around, you get to stay here.
Yeah.
And catch a cold, get the flu. Anyways, so that's aisle etiquette, cart etiquette, which is crazy. And then checking out, we have our favorite, Sandy, at the Fry's Marketplace. So shout out to her. We've shouted out to her before.
Yeah.
But we will...
Oh, excuse me.
Nice. We will go and wait in line for her, which is great. But again, when we get up there, our coupons are ready, our bags are ready. Our Fry's card is ready. We're ready to go with all that stuff. We're not like digging it out at the last minute and just coming up with things at the last minute. So here's the other pet peeve that I have.
What?
It's you've checked out.
Yeah.
Your grocers are going down there. Hey, bagger guy, the cold items go in the insulated bag.
That's why I like the older baggers. They know what they're doing. You get them young ones standing there, and they just look like they're so lost, and they're sticking everything in the safe. The eggs with the detergent and the...
If I get home and my bread is squashed, and then, we got insulated bags. I've purposely put the insulated bags on top. In fact, I've sent the insulated bag down first and kept the other ones because... the way I unpack the grocery cart onto the
You're very
belt,
conscious of that.
I'm very conscious of, I put all the boxed items together. I put all the produces together. It's basically the way we shopped, but in reverse.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And all the cold stuff is together. So I purposely put all the cold items, butter, eggs, deli meat, yogurt, all that milk, all that stuff goes together on the conveyor belt. And sure enough, the guy at the end pulls a regular bag out. And it's like the insulated bag was right there. Like, pride in your work. That's all. That's all. Pride in your work.
They don't care.
Hey, if you're going to be a bagger, be the best damn bagger there.
Yeah.
Be a rock star.
I agree. I agree. You know what, though? I also have to say something about the people who are at the register. You don't have to jump for joy and do jumping jacks and cartwheels when I get to the register. But it's nice when you have a personality.
Yeah.
And I have been to some grocery stores that they don't even say, hey, how are you? How you doing today? They just start scanning my stuff. They don't even look up. And then at the end, it's like, oh, you saved $2. And that's it.
Right. No. And it's like Sandy is our regular. And when she's not there, it is what it is. Yeah. I get it. But Sandy's our regular. And we go to see her. We'll wait for her because when she sees us, she knows who we are, and mm-hmm. she says hello and talks about, you know, what's going on in your world this week and all that kind of stuff. She just has a personality.
Well, it's customer. So it's the expectation from management and from Fry's. I mean, you can't walk down an aisle without someone saying, hi, how are you this morning?
Right.
Even if it's the online people that are, you know, scooting their carts around.
Yeah, the click people.
Yeah. They still say hi and they greet you. There's some stores you just feel invisible.
It's your product.
Yep.
And so now we've done the bagging, and now we've got outside, and some places you've got staff out in the front mm-hmm. smoking cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. There's only a few places I've seen that at.
But here's the deal. Uh-huh. I'm a former smoker. I get it. And people who smoke, you don't offend me. Right. But the first thing I smell when I walk out of the store is an employee smoking cigarettes. Let me put it this way. The phrase, I forget where I heard this. Mm-hmm. Cinderella doesn't smoke in front of the castle. It just doesn't happen. If I was the manager of whatever store, Walmart is a perfect example. If you want to smoke, go smoke like a chimney. Do it out in the back by the semi trucks where they drop off all the goods. Go back there. I'll set up a picnic table. I'll do whatever for you. Yeah. Do not smoke in front of my business.
Yeah.
That is just a bad look.
It's a very bad look.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Especially nowadays.
Well, not.
I'm conscious of it. Does it bother me in a way where, like, no, I mean, whatever. I'm a former smoker, so I understand. You know, the plight of the smoker and their rights and whatever. I get that. But at the same time, it's like Cinderella doesn't smoke in front of the castle.
It's being respectful of your workplace and the image that you carry.
Absolutely.
You represent. It's like a restaurant, too. If I have a waiter or a waitress, a server come to the table and I could smell that they just got off their cigarette break, it's a bad, it's such a turnoff.
Hey, can I have some of that with my, my cheese fries?
Yeah. Or if I'm in the ladies' restroom and I walk out of the stall and a server walks out of the stall next to me and walks right out without washing her hands.
Ooh, doggy.
That's, another gross pet peeve of mine.
And another podcast we could do.
Yeah.
Funny stuff.
No, it is.
But anyways, we were talking about pet peeves mm-hmm. of the grocery store, mm-hmm. and I think we've covered all the bases. And I mean, just lastly.
Oh, wait, there's no.
Wait,
one
there's
more.
One?
When people open up food and then they try the food and they leave it in the aisle or leave it on the shelf.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, or maybe their Starbucks cup that's half full, and they just leave their trash on shelves.
It happens, man. Yikes.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Okay.
No.
Done.
I'm with you. I agree.
Done.
Well, thanks for coming back this week.
Sure.
I would have been lost without you.
Oh, I'm
Not
sorry.
Not really, but I would have. I'm kidding.
You're lucky I came back.
wow. No, I'm glad you're back. So anyways, that's the podcast. It's called Loving Life, Pet Peeves at the Grocery Store. Let us know your pet peeves. Give us some feedback. If you're doing this on iTunes, we'd love for you to rate the podcast. That would be nice. And write a review, even if you think we suck. Let us know. We just, I mean, any kind of feedback helps us do a better podcast for you. We appreciate you listening. So it's the Loving a Life podcast. And that wraps it up. We're going to go grocery shopping. Not really.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.